Thanks, Michelle, for the introduction. Today we are going to talk on the inheritance of rapid lateral tilting rate and rhizome formation in tall fescue. So as we know, tall fescue is widely known as a bunch type grass, but however, some genotypes have been found which have rhizome formation and rapid tilting rate. And the spreading ability of tall fescue is varied mostly by its lateral growth of the tillers. And currently, the present cultivars do have some rhizome formation in them. Rhizomes are the vegetative lateral growth across the leaf sheet, which they of the parents they grow, and they have underground stem and they produce roots and shoots at the node. Rhizomes do have some certain benefits to the plant, which serve as an organ for the carbohydrate storage. They help the plant to persist under the drought condition as well as the temperature extremes, and they help the plant to compete better and spread faster. And also they give the strength to the sod. On the contrary, the tillers are the above ground shoot. They develop from the crown and they grow within the leaf sheath of the mother plant. They do have benefits such as provide longevity to the grass. They provide vegetative and reproductive growth and density, wear tolerance and compactness. And right now the commercial cultivars also vary greatly in their tilting density. So for this project, today we are going to talk on the objective, which is to determine the inheritance of the rhizome formation and tilting rate in tall fescue by calculating Narusen's heritability, maternal effect, and heterosis. So for this project, we laid down the material methods, which is including plant material. We have 6 different type of tall fescue genotype based on their growth habit, which is bunch type and tall fescue, which spreads primarily by the erect tillers. Broad-based type, which have rapid lateral tilting type, and they cover ground faster and more as compared to the bunch type. And broad-based type do cover the ground as like 3/4 of a meter as compared to the bunch type, which is covers hardly 1/4 of the meter. And the rhizome type, which as name suggests, it produces rhizome. These genotypes also been screened for the endophyte, and we found that they all are the endophyte positive. So last summer, 2010, we allowed all the 6 different genotypes to cross-pollinate and in the diallele fashion, which is allowing them to pollinate in all possible combinations. And we obtained 30 crosses with 15 reciprocals. And these plants are then planted in the field at the spacing of 0.46 on October 20, 2010. With a randomized complete block design and with 4 applications. And each block contains 24 plants from each cross. The growing conditions were maintained at the mowing height of 6 cm. Fertilizers were applied applications of the fertilizers at 40 kg nitrogen per hectare, and irrigation was provided whenever required to avoid the wilting. And for this project, right now we are studying the growth habit rates, and we are talking about turf density, which is measured on the scale of 1 to 9. 9 has the highest turf density, and the rhizome formation, where we look upon the plants to see there's a presence or absence of the rhizome, and 1 is the presence of the rhizome. So to understand these traits, we measure the heterosis, Narusen's heritability, and maternal effect on those genotypes. And as we know, heterosis is the performance of the progeny compared to the average of the parents. And if there's significant heterosis, which means that there's a presence of some dominant effect in the population. And there's a Narusen's heritability, which is to understand the additive genetic variation as a ratio to the total phenotypic variation in the population, and it ranges from 0 to 1. And as maternal effect, it's defined as by the phenotype of the individual, which is determined by the genotype of its mother. So we did that data analysis for Narusen's heritability with mid-parent and progeny mean regression analysis, and for heterosis and maternal effect, we did paired t-test. So based on this analysis and material method designed, we obtained following results. And first result I would like to discuss here is effect of heterosis on turf density. In this table, we have the crosses under the turf density, then progeny mean, mid-parent mean, and the heterosis. The rhizome parents are being symbolized by the second letter R. The bunch-type parents are symbolized by the second letter T, and the broad-based parents are symbolized by the second letter B. So here we can see the highlighted strips that they have significant turf density in those crosses, and majorly by the broad-based type parents have significant turf density, as well as the bunch type parents have significant turf density. But the interesting thing we can see here is that the rhizome type parents do have some significance in the turf density. And so we can broadly say about the broad-based parents that they do exhibit significant heterosis with the bunch-type parents, as well as the broad-based parents might have some significant dominant gene effect for this trait. So if we move on for the narrow sense heritability, which is very high and has come out to be 0.96, and from this graph, if we can see that the cross between the bunch-type and the broad-based type have the highest mean value, whereas the cross between the broad-based type do have significant, or I say higher, mean value, and the lowest value have come out from the rhizome type parents. And from this figure, we can say that the turf density and the ground coverage is quite significant from the broad-based type parents. Third study, which we did on maternal effect on turf density, here we have turf density and the progeny mean and the maternal effect. So the crosses under the yellow strips have significant maternal effect. However, the crosses under the pale orange color have significant maternal effect, as well as the heterosis. So we can see that the cross between the broad-based type parents and the rhizome type parents have significant heterosis and maternal effect, whereas the cross between them, like rhizome and broad-based type, have only maternal effect. And now I would like to jump on the rhizome formation, where we have to study about the effect of heterosis. And as we can see, again, that the rhizome type parents do have significant heterosis for the rhizome formation, and also with the other type of parents. And the interesting thing in this study, we will see that the cross between bunch type and the broad-based type do have some significance for the rhizome formation. And so in this this point, I would like to say that the rhizome parents do show some significant heterosis for rhizome formation, and they also, when they cross with broad-based type and bunch type, they show significant heterosis. And the cross between, which is interesting, that between the broad-based and a bunch type is producing a rhizome. And we can see from this figure that this is a cross between the CB and FT, having a good lateral growth, producing number of tillers, and also producing a rhizome with number of tillers on it. This is another cross between the rhizome parents, and there is a parent, and there's a next to the parent is another rhizome coming out with the tillers on it, and there's near the hand there is one tiny rhizome is coming out as well. So for the rhizome formation, the narrow sense heritability is coming out to be 0.71, and the highest mean value is coming out from the rhizome parents. So for the maternal effect and the rhizome formation, the parents which show the crosses which show the heterosis significance also show the maternal effect significant. So the cross between the rhizome parents and with the broad-based type have maternal effects, and the between the FT and CB is also there is a significant maternal effect. So for the conclusion, I would say the turf density is highly heritable, and it's based on the narrow sense heritability, which means there's a great additive gene effect. Also, the broad-based type parent and with the bunch type and their intercrosses showing significant heterosis. And the broad-based type and rhizome type parents only, they are the only cross parents which have significant maternal effect, but not the bunch type parent. Since there is significant heterosis, maternal effect, which means there is a dominant, probably maybe due to the dominant gene effect. However, there is a significant narrow sense heritability, which may be that there is a high additive gene effect. So we still need some more analysis to conduct on the combining ability of the parents to see which type of gene effect is responsible for the trait inheritance. For the rhizome formation, as we saw that before, that rhizome formation, rhizome parents are responsible for the trait, for the rhizome production, and it's also visible from this line that the rhizome formation has high heritability, though it's lesser than the turf density. And rhizome parents, broad-based parents, have significant heterosis and maternal effect. However, the bunch-type parents do have some effect on do have some significant maternal effect. And continuing with that, the heterosis and maternal effect may be due to the dominant gene effect, as we saw before, which is exhibited by the specific parents. and similar turf density, we still need to do some further analysis for this trait to see which type of gene effect is responsible for this trait. And for this, as we conduct a dialene analysis, so here we can see that dialene analysis has come to be found to be useful, as we can find the superior parents performing for this trait, and we can improve the breeding efficiency for this trait, turf density and rhizome formation. And since this project is still going on, so we have furthermore measurements to take, which is turf quality, turf vigor, empty count, number of rhizomes per plant, length of the rhizomes, and number of tillers per plant, to see how specifically these traits are coming in the progeny, and to also to evaluate the general combining ability and specific combining ability, and to confirm the narrowsense heritability, heterosis, and maternal effect. And I would like to acknowledge Center of Turfgrass Science and Adelphia Research Farm Group for their financial support, help. Thank you. And I would like to answer any questions if there. Right now, the question is about, is there any other factors, measurements like other than turf density about the plant spread in the field, right?
Or just overall characteristics, susceptibility to other stresses.
Okay. So, other than the rhizome and tillering density, is there any other factors for these plants to see, like biotic stress or abiotic stress? So far we are focusing on the growth habit of the plant, and right now we find that if we're providing ideal conditions to them, they're really growing well, and we are trying to maintain those factors because we are emphasizing on the growth habits only. But since we found that there is endophyte positive, but we didn't see any significant difference between, like, since they all are E-positive, so we cannot say that there is a biotic, like, endophytes are responsible for the growth or less growth. And so I would say, like, this is the growth habits and no biotic and abiotic stress we have so far in the field to differentiate the growth habits with respect to them.
The trials are spraying?
Yes, we are spraying 2,4-D and Dectol to control the weeds and other stuff. Thank you, Michelle.
So this wraps up the at least early afternoon session, and I just wanted to ask if there's any other questions from any of the other students this afternoon earlier. I think most of them are still here. No? Okay, well then we will resume at 3:15 will be the next start of the session, so we'll see you then.